This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. People in Chicago are raising the alarm about President Trump threatening federal intervention in the city. Trump today says he's deploying the National Guard to Washington, D.C., and then said Chicago could be next. Despite Trump's claims, city data shows Chicago is considerably safer today than it has been in recent years. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin joins a growing list of state Democrats who are calling out a Republican effort to redraw congressional maps in Texas. The 80-year-old outgoing senator today stood beside Texas Democrats, many of whom are holding up in the Chicago area to break a quorum needed to vote on the maps in Texas.
This is an American issue where we have to stand together for the families of this country who are fighting to survive in this economy and want the basics that we all want to protect our families.
Meantime, Republican State Senator Jill Tracy is petitioning a downstate Illinois court to compel Texas Democrats to return to their home state. Former Cook County Commissioner Jeff Tobolsky is being sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. Tobolsky admitted in 2020 to shaking down a restaurant owner and engaging in other extortion and bribery schemes when he was commissioner and as mayor of West Suburban McCook. The Sun-Times' John Seidel covered his sentencing today in a Chicago courtroom.
Tobolsky spoke to the judge and took responsibility for what he had done wrong. He came to understand the extent of what he had done wrong and how he had come to harm so many people. And he said that he would accept whatever sentence the judge handed down.
Prosecutors asked for a reduced sentence for Tobolsky because he cooperated with federal investigators. He is now the seventh public corruption defendant to face sentencing in the last month at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse. The Chicago area could see a bit of rain tonight and tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist David King says they're monitoring at least one complex system that's moving into the region from Missouri.
There might be a little bit of lower confidence in the exact timing and coverage of it. But as this kind of moves in, we should expect to see kind of that kind of uptick in late evening, around midnight, and through the overnight in the development of showers and storms.
He says you should be aware of spots of heavier localized rain. It could pool on the roads, and that would impact driving conditions, too. And the Paramount Theater in West Suburban Aurora is topping this year's list of nominations for the 2025 Equity Jeff Awards, followed by The Goodman, In the Loop, and Court Theater in Hyde Park. The Equity Jeffs typically go to the Chicago area's largest professional playhouses working under union contracts. Productions that top the list of nods this year include Cats, The Color Purple, and Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. The awards will be given out at a ceremony September 29th at the Harris Theater in Chicago. You're listening to The Rundown. Last week, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development dismissed two long-fought Chicago cases the feds had previously said showed discriminatory practices. One case involved affordable housing, the other polluting industries. The Trump administration says it is dropping the cases so it can focus on real concerns. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase joined my colleague Melba Lara to discuss the government's decision and how it could impact the Chicago communities involved.
So tell us a bit more about these cases. Let's start with the first one that involves the scrap metal shredder company General Iron.
General Iron made a lot of headlines in the last several years. There was a big fight because there was pressure to move General Iron, a scrap metal operation that took junk cars and all sorts of big pieces of metal, and they recycled it. But first, they shredded it, they incinerated it. It made a lot of stink and smoke, and it caught a fire, and there was an explosion. And Northsiders in Lincoln Park said, no, we can't have this. And two mayors said, you're right, we should move it to the south side, the far south side, to a community of color. Well, that led to a lot of protests, a hunger strike, a complaint to U.S. Housing and Urban Development said that, our civil rights are being violated. HUD agreed. Lori Lightfoot, on her last day in office, said, we're going to change our ways. They signed an agreement with President Biden. We're going to change the way we plan and zone and use our land. And we're going to be more equitable so that it's not just putting the same type of polluting businesses in the same communities of color.
And the Trump administration is saying now that they're not going to monitor it.
Trump is now saying we're not going to monitor this. We have real concerns.
And let's talk about the second case. What happened there?
So this has been going on for a long time. Aldermanic prerogative is a term used here in Chicago, and it's basically veto power. So alders have this ability to keep certain things out of their wards. And the complaint was that on the far northwest side, there were these white communities that were just consistently keeping affordable housing out of their neighborhoods. And it seemed like we were kind of close to an agreement with HUD, maybe to the city of Chicago and the complainants, that would seek to change this practice as well.
Brett, was this decision by HUD a surprise, or was it something that was expected?
In recent weeks, it sounded like it was something was happening. There were some concerns about it, but just even a few months ago, it seemed that the 10 fair housing groups that were working with HUD on this aldermanic prerogative, they seemed to be close to a deal, something that would try to encourage affordable housing in all 50 wards. So that, in that respect, yeah, it was, it was a surprise.
And can you explain, if the federal government is stepping away from these cases, what is that going to mean then for these communities that have been impacted?
Well, you had this leverage from HUD, the federal government, saying, Chicago, you're discriminating against your own people. You need to do something about that. You need to change your ways. And by the way, we give you a lot of money, and we're going to withhold that money if we don't. So you had this club, and Chicago was, in the midst of doing something. So now there's no leverage. I mean, the groups, all these different groups, are at the mercy of the Johnson administration, to make some sort of reforms. But just last week, the mayor said that he wants to work with these organizations and develop some sort of a reform that would address these important issues.
Brett, thanks for keeping us updated on both of these cases.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Weather forecast, partly sunny, a hot day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the upper 80s, a greater chance of rain tonight with a low in the low 70s, and showers are likely on Tuesday with a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.